This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
І, до речі, світ сьогодні вкотре зміг переконатися, наскільки...
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that Russia's call for a Christmas ceasefire had been deceptive because during that time shells had hit the city of Bakhmut. Reuters News Service confirmed that there was shelling in the streets of Bakhmut. It could not confirm who was responsible for the shelling. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a 36-hour ceasefire for Orthodox Christmas celebrations. Thousands of Israelis are protesting plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government that opponents say threaten democracy and freedoms. The protesters gathered in the central city of Tel Aviv on Saturday evening, days after the most right-wing and religiously conservative government in the country's 74-year history was sworn in. Here's protester Shlomo Harel.
This is a civil reaction, a civilian reaction to what's already we are going to see, and I'm sure that this demonstrations will grow and grow and grow, and at the end will oust this government.
The protest was led by left-wing and Arab members of the Israeli parliament. They say plans by the new cabinet will hinder judicial systems and widen societal gaps. U.S. President Joe Biden will arrive Sunday in El Paso for his first politically thorny visit to the southern border of the United States with Mexico. Migrant advocates there describe an increasing climate of fear since the president last week announced new immigration restrictions. Cubans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Venezuelans will be expelled to Mexico if they enter the United States illegally. This is VOA News. Colombian President Gustavo Petro and his Venezuelan counterpart Nicolas Maduro met in Caracas on Saturday. The countries have renewed political ties since Petro took office in August of 2022, reopening trade and promising to work together on issues including agriculture and management of borders. Petro's office said discussions at the meeting centered on management of a newly reopened border, efforts to increase trade, and the peace talks that Bogota is holding with rebel group the National Liberation Army, or ELN. Caracas broke off relations with Bogota in 2019 after Venezuelan opposition activists tried to send aid trucks into Venezuela from Colombia. Maduro's government said it was a front for an attempted coup. China has suspended or closed the social media accounts of more than 1,000 critics of the government's policies on the COVID-19 outbreak as the country moves to further open up. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
The popular Sino Weibo social media platform said it had addressed 12,854 violations, including attacks on experts, scholars, and medical workers, and issued temporary or permanent bans on 1,120 accounts. The ruling Communist Party had largely relied on the medical community to justify its harsh lockdowns, quarantine measures, and mass testing, almost all of which it abruptly abandoned last month, leading to a surge in new cases that have stretched medical resources to the limits. The party allows no direct criticism and imposes strict limits on free speech. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Drugstore chains across the United States are making slow headway on staffing problems linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Temporary pharmacy closures, lunch hours, shutdowns, and shortened hours are how drugstore chains are dealing with staffing issues. More than a year ago, a rush of vaccines, virus tests, and a busy flu season overwhelmed many drugstores. Some are offering signing bonuses and raising pay. One expert says there isn't a pharmacist shortage. Instead, not enough who want to work in high-stress environments. Walgreens is opening processing centers to help fill some of the routine prescriptions. CVS is trying to spread data entry and prescription verification work to different locations to ease the load at busy stores. I'm Julie Walker.
After 15 rounds of voting over 5 days and concessions to right-wing Republicans, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy was finally elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday. A band of 20 right-wing lawmakers had blocked him on previous ballots. Marissa Melton, VOA News.